Radio.
All right.
Love that song.
Yeah. Just a little teaser of what's to come.
Yes. Okay. So Bachelor Chris Soules decided last night that fertility nurse Whitney, see, I can't even say fertility.
Yeah.
Fertility nurse Whitney Bischoff.
Wow, you do struggle with that.
Yeah.
So what are we saying there?
Yeah. So he picked Whitney. Becca Tilly came in second place. And he didn't really have the cojones to tell Becca that he didn't want her. Instead, he said, I don't think you're ready for this.
Oh.
And so, yeah, he picked Whitney. She's the one with a little voice like this.
I have no idea.
I don't watch it either, but I love the... Now, I kind of know
who Whitney
is. I saw
5 minutes of it, and I was like, I can't watch this.
Don't like Ron. You've watched the whole season.
I haven't.
Whitney?
I haven't even watched an episode.
Where to go, Whitney?
Meanwhile, ABC is switching up next season of The Bachelorette. You know, normally they have the finale. Then last night was after the final rose where they... interview the couple for the first time, and then at the end of that, they make their big announcement of who's going to be the next Bachelorette.
Okay.
So next season, it's going to be two different women, Britt Nielsen and Caitlin Bristow.
Wow.
And apparently on the first night, the men will choose which one of them gets to stay.
Whoa.
And then it becomes like every other season after
that. Now it's a competition. Good grief, man.
I wonder why even bother with that.
Like,
I still wonder how this show's on the air.
If you're going to do two Bachelorettes, keep them for the whole season.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's not really that interesting. Yeah. It's not really that interesting to just have two girls and then in the first episode send one home.
Yeah. You know how to make it more entertaining? Put Rock of Love back on the air. We just get some crazy drunken
Flavor Flav in
broads
there too.
Just fighting it up.
So New York Magazine has a long article on NBC News, and it included an interesting anecdote. Apparently, Brian Williams wants to, or at least wanted to, host his own late-night talk show. First, he was interested in taking over for Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, but NBC said no. And then he talked with CBS about the possibility of being David Letterman's predecessor.
Wow.
That didn't pan out either. He's currently on a forced hiatus from NBC News for repackaging himself as some sort of journalistic Superman. And there's no indication that he won't be back when his suspension is up in September. But sources are saying that he would still like to host a late-night talk show if he could. And September is when The Daily Show would be needing a new host.
No.
Well, surely there's some sort of like editorial night slot that they could give Brian Williams that would make him
some kind of late night, because then you can make up stories on
I'm
that
I'm thinking
show.
Like some sort of Keith Olbermann type setup.
Oh,
like
right, he was doing. Right. Yeah, that's good.
Because
yeah.
That's basically what he would be doing.
Yeah.
Do you guys just, I mean, I liked, before this happened, like, I liked Brian Williams, but I didn't think that he had, like, a ton of personality.
No.
He's not a guy that I would have ever dreamed in a million years of even being on the long list of late-night talk show hosts.
He's like your boss. He's like one of those corporate guys that you got to go to a meeting once every quarter and sit there and listen to him ramble at a PowerPoint presentation.
And he tries to tell jokes. And,
yeah, he's not funny, but tries to be funny.
Right.
Monotone,
annoying.
Dry jokes, yeah.
And when he's on the talk shows, he tries to be funny. And he's not just like, and he's got that eyebrow
the
and smirk like, aren't I funny?
No, the funniest thing about Brian Williams is when Jimmy Fallon supercuts the Brian Williams raps out of his news segments.
Yeah.
That's all he's got.
If you have to cut raps, if that's your only time to be funny, so someone edits a rap of you, then no.
I don't want.
And he's not like Jon Stewart. He's not going to be able to pull that off. A lot of what Jon Stewart does is facial expressions and physical, and you know,
he's kind of selling it. Yeah.
Right.
And Brian Williams just go. I don't know, man. You remember those things on Saturday morning that were like, I'm Christopher Smith or something like that, and this is In the Know.
Let him do a web series if he wants to do something like that, or put his
Nobody's
tail on YouTube.
That.
Exactly.
Put him on CNBC.
There you go.
Know?
Just retire. Let your daughter take care of your daughter from Girls.
Go be news director somewhere and live it out.
He could go be news director. Can you imagine if he went into like Cedar Rapids or something in Iowa?
Yeah, he'd kill it there.
News director Brian Williams, he anchors the news.
Yeah. He could come
here. Yeah.